Efforts to alert rural areas of potential weather emergencies. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, if we have learned anything from Mother Nature here recently, it's that she is not to be taken lightly. And while many parts of the nation are able to receive the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's weather radio broadcast, David Villano with the Rural Utility Service says there are still several rural areas that are unable to pick up NOAA's radio signal.
Each year, thousands of people die or lose their property because they didn't know soon enough about hazards, disasters, or emergencies. NOAA has weather radios that operate an early hazard, early warning system that alerts people in areas covered by its transmissions of approaching dangerous weather or other emergencies. The systems cover all the metro areas and a lot of smaller cities and towns. However, many rural areas don't have NOAA weather radio coverage.
But Villano says that's where USDA comes in by partnering with NOAA to offer the radio grant program.
The program, it essentially awards a grant to finance the purchase and installation of new weather radio transmitters and costs to extend the coverage of the NOAA weather radio in rural areas that are not covered or poorly covered.
Villano adds that over 100 weather radio transmitter grants have been awarded to partnership applicants.
About half of our applicants are telephone cooperatives or electric cooperatives. We have a lot of public entities that come into us. We partner up with NOAA, so it's a true partnership.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.